The heavens smile upon you, dear listener. Either by choice or chance, you have arrived at Idiots Discuss the Universe's Music Review Bonus Podcast Zone. Cast aside your fickle life of indecision and let the IDTU tell you what they think. Welcome to Hit or Shit.
To a new episode of Hit or Shit.
Hit or Shit.
And
which one is it?
We haven't had any hits. Have we had any hits yet?
Not in this last batch.
It's been a while since we've had a hit, so maybe this is going to be our hit.
We had like two hits last time, though.
Yeah, we were loving everything there for a while.
Good old Ariana Grande.
Not anymore. Last couple have been kind of some shits and some ores.
S'mores.
We can call them s'mores.
S'mores.
Yeah.
That's a bit of a s'more, but I like s'mores. That's a problem.
Well, I kind of like them, too, but they're kind of bad for you. S'mores might be perfect for our middle category.
Okay.
You know? But today we're going to be talking about something that's a little bit more in our wheelhouse for like music that we normally listen to, I think. We're going to talk about the band Beartooth.
See, this is an interesting one. I was surprised by your pick of this.
Really?
Yeah. I'm just kind of surprised. Like,
I didn't pick stuff that I knew for sure was going to be a slam dunk that I would love it. You know,
sure.
None of this stuff is really like
super slam dunk. I kind of like doing that.
Yeah.
Because then it's, you know, a pleasant surprise if you do like it.
Well, it's an honest review.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I think I've heard some Beartooth in the past, but I've not heard anything for a while, and I know I have not heard this song.
Yeah, I haven't heard a lot of Beartooth, to be honest. I've heard that name a ton of places.
Oh, see, I would think that you would be more familiar with it. Yeah.
No, I'm not that familiar. I know they're like a hardcore metalcore band. I know they're in that general wheelhouse, but I've never actually dove into Beartooth.
Yeah. Well, they're from Columbus, Ohio, founded in 2012. Their main guy is Caleb Shomo. And I guess he wrestles with some mental illness and some things. And he does this band as his metalcore band. And he does all of the instruments, everything in the studio. And then he has a band that he tours with that does. And he just does vocals live. Oh. But this is all him doing it all together.
That's rad.
And I guess that this is his metalcore project, but he also has a lot of synth sort of, and has another synth sort of side of him too that I've never really checked out either. Huh. But I'm really interested to hear what this is about. This song's called You Never Know by Beartooth.
Cool, let's do it.
Cool. I've never felt so close
to giving up. All right. Well.
Yeah. This song delivered a big disappointment to me.
You know?
It started out really cool. I thought that first part, the little bit at the beginning was just what I was kind of wanting.
Yeah, I always thought Beartooth was heavier than that. That was kind of like pop punk.
Turned into pop punk.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, a little Foo Fighters thrown in there.
You know?
It was really like that chorus was just horrible.
Yeah, it was just like phoning it in, I guess.
Yeah.
It's what it sounded like. I mean, I don't know. I've never been a fan of music like that. That's like a specific kind of metalcore.
Yeah, no, I thought that was going to be heavier and
Now I know why, because I've always seen the name Beartooth. I'm like, oh, that's a cool band name. But then I see the bands that they're associated with, like Memphis Mayfire and like all these, you know, makeup wearing, like high singing kind of bands. Okay. Like they play Warped Tour and stuff. And I've never liked Warped Tour. And I've just like, I'm like, oh, wow, that looks like a place where I'd want to be as far away as possible from this kind of music. But there was this big obsession, especially with people my age in like to the early 2000s and to like 2008 with like this metalcore shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just never got on that train. I kind of went in the opposite direction when that was happening.
And it's just not for me. Like there are parts of it that I liked real well. And the vocal was especially cool at the beginning with the breathing and the weird, like I thought that was quite cool. And I just really felt like it was going to go somewhere completely different than where it went. And then when it went where it was, I mean, like I knew what I thought of it halfway through. You know what I'm saying? Like I was done.
Yeah.
You know, there's not really much they're going to throw at me that was going to redeem that chorus.
Yeah.
And that's too bad.
It is too bad. I mean, it seems like a good band. And
but it is. They are being what they are. And I think they're doing an okay job. If you like this shit poor fucking music, then you probably like this shit poor fucking band. You know?
Yeah. I mean, it's, I think this yawn says it all, really.
Yeah, you shouldn't be yawning after metalcore, right? Or, you know, anything with metal in the title. Yeah. I just don't think that that's like a reasonable thing.
Yeah. I don't know. It was pretty boring, but I like my metal like heavy as fuck. So
I just like it to be edgy. I mean, it doesn't even have to be like there's hair metal that sounds harder than this shit.
Right. You know, Steel Panther and stuff.
It's got more like fucking Motley Crue sounds harder than this shit. It's got more of an edge to it. I'm sorry. It just does. You know,
it's true.
Poison sounds heavier than this shit. You know, I mean, this is fucking skate rock or whatever. It's fucking awful. It's just I don't know that fucking Craig just really moaning didn't like it. And the fucking power chords. It's not even that. It's just fucking horrible power chords and fucking dudes moaning over the top of it. It was done fucking so long ago and so much better by other people, and it's over. That's over now. It's
over. I mean, they're a successful, they're a popular band, though.
Oh, no, I get it. But, like, it was over when Foo Fighters did it. I mean, it was fucking, that was bad then, too. So, never mind. But, yeah, I'm just
Craig's got some
my anger.
Yeah, we just but unleashed
they really,
some
it
bitterness.
Really disappointed me. I mean, like, that beginning, like, I thought it was going to be one thing. And then it switched gears, and it was
not
like,
the direction
know, don't
I wanted.
Get my, don't get my hopes up before you fucking, you know, drop the turd. Just drop the turd.
Drop
you know,
it.
Don't show me that you can kind of be better than that, and then drop the turd. Just drop the turd.
So another shit.
Yeah, another shit.
Yeah. Well, you know that's how it crumbles sometimes.
Yeah.
That's how the cookie crumbles.
We want to like this stuff.
I would like to like it. Yeah, that'd be nice.
That's what happened to me. I looked at Beartooth. I'm like, that's a cool name for a band.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
and
what
like
always
all
happens.
Those bands that like turn you off like mean nothing to me. You know what I'm saying? Like I looked at those names, like I have no idea what that means.
Yeah, when I look at associated bands, I'm like, oh, I like none of these bands.
Yeah,
I actively dislike these bands. And they're all in like the Warped Tour compilation, and they're on the, you know, Of Mice and Men.
Yeah,
like Moths to Flames, We Came as Romans, like all these bands. Yeah. It's like,
yeah, I mean, I knew, I know the Warped Tour sucks because, like, I watched some of the commercials for that and they play the music of the bands that are going to be there. I'm like, oh my God, they all sound like the same fucking band and it's a bad band, you know? So,
yeah.
But so I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I picked this one. But,
that's
you know,
all good.
Like, it's,
no,
it's, a
it's
shit,
good.
You know? It's
I like, you know, I liked your selection this time.
I think it was
like not just I didn't like all the songs, but I liked that you picked the songs.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
Each one surprised me. I was like, oh, cool.
It was a musical adventure. Yeah. It wasn't a pleasant one, but it was an adventure nonetheless.
It was an adventure. Yeah. We learned some stuff. I learned that I definitely don't like Beartooth.
Yeah.
And before I was like, do I like that band? I don't know. I learned that I still don't like Muse.
Right.
I learned that I feel pretty benign about the 2000s Brit wave guitar rock.
And that's weird that I feel like that was the best song of the bunch.
That was the best song.
And that wasn't very good. It was a hit, but it was just barely a hit. Oh, it was Or. No, it was an Or.
It was an Or.
Yeah, Or was the win.
I guess, I mean, compared to these other two, it was a hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Well, better luck next time, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe we'll get Spencer in with his more relevant musical tastes.
Yeah, mine's a little more relevant. So
maybe we'll just listen to the entire new Alice in Chains album.
Yeah, even though the person that mattered out of that band,
I know, is dead. I know. Dead.
One of the two.
The main guy.
Pretty much the main guy. He was the main guy.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
No. All right, everyone. Well, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Hit or Shit from Idiots Discuss the Universe. It's been great.
Find us on all the internet portals and give us some likes and loves and comments.
Yeah, but, you know what to do.
Until next time, we're the Idiots Discuss the Universe.
You have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Idiots Discuss the Universe is recorded in IDTU Studios, located in Portland, Oregon. All opinions and commentary has been carefully researched by the technicians and scholars of IDTU Research Academy, and therefore should be greeted with healthy skepticism and disbelief. No idiots were harmed during the making of this podcast.